and sisters.
早晨，弟兄姊妹，早晨好。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible.
请大家打开圣经到最后一本书《启示录》。
We will read chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 first.
我请大家先读第四章第一、第二节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
启示录四章一到二节。
I will read in, China, in English, and my brother will read in English, in Chinese.
我会用英文先讲一遍，然后中文的翻译弟兄用中文讲一遍。
After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold,A throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
Then we will read chapter 5, verse 1 to 7.
然后第五章第一到第七节。
I will read verse 1 to 4 first.
然后我先读一到四节。
And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy?To open the scroll and to loose its seals. And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷。里外都写的字用七印封严了。我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说：“有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？”在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。
Then verse 5-7. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold."The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes,which are the seven spirit of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
所以五到七节，长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，击开那七印。我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手中拿了书卷。
Then we will read verse 9-14.
然后我们读九到十四节。
Nine and ten first.
Nine.
And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nations. and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
九到第十节，你们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And verse 11 and 12.
第十二节。
Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说：曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
And 13 and 14. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever.
我又听见天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说：但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权柄都归给做羔羊的和做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说：阿门。众长老也俯伏敬拜。
Then the last scripture will be Psalms 34. Verse 1.
最后我们要读诗篇三十四章一节。
Psalms 34, verse 1.
三十四章一节。
Psalms 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中。
Let us bow our head to ask the Lord's grace.
让我们低头来求主的恩典。
Dear Lord, we humbly come before you.
主，我们谦卑我们的心来到你的面前。
We open our heart completely toward you.
我们把我们的心完全向您打开。
May you remove all things hinder us to come to your presence.
让你求你除去一切阻碍我们来到你面前的。
Grant us an open heaven, Lord.
给我们一个敞开的天。
That we may hear your voice.
让我们可以听见你的声音。
And see your face.
看见你的脸。
Please listen to our sincere prayer.
求你听我们这样的祷告。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.The theme of the West Coast Christian Conference this year was to the praise of His glory.
今年西岸基督徒特会的主题是使他的荣耀得着称赞。
When this age is about to end, and the Lord is about to return, everything.Will soon pass away, but only God's eternal purpose will stand.
在这个末世主要回来的时候，所有这一切都会过去，唯有主的永远的旨意能站立得住。
We ought to pay a special attention to live a life glorifying God.
我们要特别注意来过这样一个生活来荣耀神。
And the practice of it is to live a life of praising Him and bringing glory to Him.
而在实行当中，就是过这样一个生活，来永远的来赞美他，把荣耀归给他。
In the book of Ephesians, as we have been sharing many Sundays morning here,
我们在很多主日的早晨，我们交通到以弗所书。
We can see God's desire is to make us, who were filthy and sinful, yet chosen by God the Father Himself, to be a glorious church.
虽然我们是罪恶和污秽的，但是我们可以看到，因着我们被父神他自己所拣选，神愿意让我们能够被建造成为一个荣耀的教会，来归给他自己。
To be presented to himself, not having spot or wrinkle or anything like that, but holy and without blemish.
能够毫无斑点瑕疵来归给他。
At the end, God may be glorified in church and in Christ to all generations forever and evermore.
所以最后神可以在教会和基督耶稣里面得着荣耀，直到万代。
This is our destiny, and this is the purpose of God choosing us.
这是我们的归宿，也是神拣选我们的旨意。
For this glorious hope, we ought to appreciate and praise Him.
因着这样荣耀的盼望，我们要来感谢并称颂他。
In our Friday night Bible study group, we are studying the book of Revelation.
星期五我们查经是查到启示录。
And we read how Apostle John was brought, he was in the spirit and was brought up into the heaven and saw the seeing of the throne and around the throne in heaven.
所以在那里我们看到使徒约翰他被圣灵所感，被带上天，他看到天上的宝座和宝座周围的一切。
He saw and heard the voice of all the creations and all the angels to praise.
他看到所有被造之物、天使，他们祷告赞美的声音。
Both the book of Ephesians and the book of Revelations are from the heavenly places.
所以我们看到以弗所书和启示录都是从天上来的启示。
When we see things from God's perspective, we will be easily to be filled with praise and a blessing.
当我们用神的眼光来看这一切的时候，我们可以就被感谢、赞美、祝福所充满。
But if we look at our own situation and the circumstances from the human's point of view on earth,we will be filled with anxiety and even depression.
但是如果我们从我们自己周围的环境和从人的眼光来看这地上一切的事情，我们就会充满了焦虑甚至沮丧。
I pray this morning by the word of God we may once again be brought up into heaven.
所以我有这样一个祷告，因着神的话语，我们可以今天早晨再一次被带到天上。
Our inner eyes opened and enlightenedTo see the heavenly scene and hear the voice from above.
我们里面的眼睛可以被打开并被照明，可以看到天上的景象，可以听到上面的声音。
The topic that I'm going to share on this morning is Worthy is the Lamb.
所以今天早晨我要交通的题目是说羔羊是配。
There are three main points.
有三个主题。
The first main point is,He is worthy to open the scroll and to loose the seals.
他配得展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
The second main point is he is worthy of all praises.
他配得所有一切的赞美。
The third main point is to exercise to utter praise and thanksgiving.
在第三个，我们就要这样的操练来赞美和感恩。
The first main point is he is worthy to open the scroll and to loose the seals.
所以第一，羔羊是配展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
In this main point, there are four items A, B, C, D. You will,
so,
I will present to you.
我要讲到这里面要讲到四小点。
Item A, the throne.
第一个是那宝座。
In Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, as we just read, John was in the spirit. He saw a throne set in heaven and the one sat on the throne.
所以在启示录四章二节里面，约翰被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
The key is in the spirit.
所以这边的关键是被圣灵感动。
Because Apostle John was in the Spirit, he had an open heaven, and he saw the heavenly vision.
因着使徒约翰，他被圣灵所感，所以就看见天上的光景。
It is the same with us. In order to have an open heaven, we have to be in the Spirit.
所以这对我们也是同样，要我们看见天的门打开，我们必须被圣灵所感。
This throne is the center of the whole vision in the chapter 4.
所以这个宝座就成了整个第四章里面的一个中心。
It is also the center of God's government in the whole book of Revelation.
也是神在启示录当中作王掌权的一个中心。
The one who sat on the throne will govern and accomplish God's own will.
所以这位坐在宝座上的会按照神的心意来掌权，来完成神的心意。
Concerning the throne, it has two aspects, namely the throne of grace and the throne of judgment.
所以当我们看这个宝座的时候，这其实有两个方面，第一个是施恩的宝座，第二个是审判台。
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 it says, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以在希伯来书四章十六节里面说到，所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
The throne described in all the epistles are the throne of grace.
所以我们看到在所有使徒书信里面所说到的宝座都是那施恩的宝座。
No matter how weak we are, no matter how much failures we have today, we may come boldly to the throne of grace by the blood of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, to ask for mercy and help.
所以不管我们是多么的软弱，我们有多少的失败，因着主耶稣的宝血，我们都可以坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座面前得连续做帮助。
No matter how great the problem is, he can solve it.
不管你的问题多大，这一位都能够解决。
No matter how deep the transgressions might be, he can forgive them.
所以不管我们的罪有多大，我们的主也可以赦免。
On the other hand, here in Revelation chapter 4, the throne here is the throne of judgment. It is no longer the throne of grace.
但是在另一方面，在这个启示录第四章里面，我们这边说到的一个宝座不再是恩典的宝，施恩的宝座，而是一个审判台。
The one who sits on the throne will judge according to each one's own work on earth. This is quite a warning.
这边给我们这样一个警告，来到那个审判台前，我们要照着我们在地上的行为被审判。
Do not wrongfully think, I have been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. I can care less about my conduct and my behavior.
不要有这样错误的想法，因着我已经照主的名受洗，所以我就可以不再要注意我在地上的行为。
Brother Nee wrote a hymn called If From the Right Course I Depart.
尼弟兄写过这样一个诗歌，我若稍微偏离正路。
One stanza said it this way, I am daily gazing at the light out of his judgment seat, that all my living and my works may stand the test of fire.
当中有一节这么说， 我今每日举目希望审判台前亮光，愿我所有生活工作那日都能耐火。
Made a vision of the heavenly throne will affect our daily walk on earth.
愿意这个天上这个宝座这个意象能够影响到我们每天的行为。
Today, if we can be in the Spirit and see the throne in heaven and the one who sit on the throne.
今天如果我们可以被圣灵所感，能够看到天上这个宝座和坐宝座的这一位，
We will not complain about circumstances or adversities comes our way. Rather, we will praise.
我们就不再会抱怨我们的环境和将来的患难，而我们会赞美。
Psalms 22:28 says, For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations.
诗篇二十二章二十八节里面说到，因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的。
Today, he is still sitting on the throne, reigning and ruling over all the nations.
今天他还坐在宝座上管理万国。
We do not need to worry.
我们不需要担忧。
He is not only governing the universe, he is also ruling over the house of God and your house and my house.
他今天不但管理整个宇宙，他也管理神的家，你的家和我的家。
Without his permission, nothing will come upon us.
如果没有他的允许，什么事都不能临到我们。
Like a Psalm 29 verse 10 says, The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever.
就像诗篇二十九章里面所说的，大水泛滥，耶和华仍然坐着为王。
He is executing the administration of the universe in order to carry out the will.Of God Himself.
他这样来管理宇宙，是为着执行神的旨意。
Therefore, the situation of this world is developing according to the direction of His will.
所以，这地上所有的一切的发生，都是因着，就是照着按着他旨意的那个方向。
May our inner eyes be opened to see and understand the seeing in heaven.
愿我们的里面的眼睛被打开，让我们可以看到天上的异象。
And we may offer our worship and praise as the 24 elders and the four living creatures did.
那我们就可以像二十四长老和四活物一样来赞美神。
Item B, the scroll.
第二个是说到那个书卷。
In Revelation chapter 5, verse 1,John saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back sealed with seven seals.
启示录五章一节里面，约翰看到，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写的字用七印封严了。
Although the Bible didn't tell us immediately what's the content, what was written on the scroll.
虽然圣经没有告诉我们这个书卷里面到底写了什么。
But we believe it is related to the destination of the universe, and it was a mystery sealed by seven seals.
但是我们相信这是有关到宇宙的结局，也是被那个这个奥秘是被那个七印所封。
But when you read on in the book, actually the content of the scroll is the seven seals.
但是其实当你再读下去的时候，那个书卷里面的内容就是那七印。
Because from Revelation chapter 6 all the way to the end of the book, whenever a seal is opened, more contents is revealed.
所以你看到从第六章开始直到启示录末尾，每一次一个印打开，更多的内容就被打开。
All these are the contents of the book of Revelation.
这就是我们今天所看到的启示录。
And Revelation chapter 5 verse 2 to 4 says,
而启示录五章二到四节里面说到
Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and to lose its seal?
看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说有谁配展开那书卷揭开那七印呢
And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it.
在天上地上地底下没有能展开能观看那书卷的。
So I, John, wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it.
所以我约翰就大哭因为没有配展开配观看那书卷的。
Not only the elderly Apostle John wept much. The situation of this world today should also cause us to weep much.
对，我们看到，不但当时年老的使徒约翰他应该大哭，今天这个世上的光景也应该让我们哭。
Problems are many, yet there is no antidote.
有太多的问题，但是却没有解药。
People are helpless. And hopeless.
人活在没有帮助、没有指望的光景里面。
Many adults and young people, it makes no difference, are caught in problems and have no way out.
不管是成年人还是年轻人，他们都活在一个压抑的光景里面，没有一个出路。
A high school teacher brother told us.The first thing they prepare for the new semester is how to deal with gunmen and the terrorists in campus. It's pretty depressing.
一个做高中老师的弟兄告诉我们说，他们开学第一件事就是被来教怎么样来处理持枪的和恐怖分子，而且是在校园里面，这是很压抑的一件事。
He also said, "You wouldn't believe."How many kids these days are having anxiety disorder?
他甚至说你不相信今天有多少的孩子他们活在焦虑的里面。
Because there is the lack of a stable home environment.
因为他们家里也没有这样一个稳定的环境。
Besides this,Financial problems, marriage problems, drug addiction, internet addiction, trade war, nuclear war, global warming, you name it.
而除此以外，经济上的问题，婚姻的问题，药物，甚至是沉迷于上网，贸易战争，甚至是核战争，或者是全球暖化，你可以说到很多。
Because they do not know the meaning.And the destination of their life.
因为他们不知道他们生命的目的和意义。
Without God's revelation, even none of the wise men, including the most famous scientist, can figure out the mystery of human life.
没有神的启示，没有，甚至呢，最聪明的人，甚至或者是说最著名的科学家，他们都没有办法找出人生命的奥秘。
Nor the destination of humankind and the universe.
更不用说人类和宇宙的归宿。
Because the mystery of the universe is held in the hand of God who sits on the throne and it is not in our hand.
因为这个宇宙的奥秘是在那个坐宝座的神的手里而不是在我们的手里。
If this mystery is not revealed, the scroll is not opened, we do need to weep.Greatly.
如果这个奥秘没有被彰显，那个书卷没有被打开，我们真的是需要大哭。
For if there is none to be qualified to lose the seal, the universe would be a vanity, knowing not its meaning and the destiny.
因为如果没有人打开能够打开的书卷，这个宇宙真全部是虚空，因为没有人知道它的意义和归宿。
Nevertheless.Thank God, there is one, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
感谢神，有一位就是神的羔羊，耶稣基督。
He is worthy, And he is able to loose the seal to open the scroll.
因为他能配，能以得以展开那书卷，击开那七印。
Our meaning and our glorious hope will be restored. Weep not, but praise him.
我们的生活的意义和荣耀的盼望被恢复，所以我们不需要哭，感谢他。
Item C.
所以第三点。
The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David.
第三点说到犹大狮子的犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 says,
启示录五章五节说到
But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.
长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看哪，犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷。
In view of all the above mentioned problems, let's turn to pay attention to this special one.
所以不管我们上面提到所有这些问题，让我们来转目眼睛来看这一位。
Behold means to pay full attention and focus on him.
当我们说看哪，就希望我们把所有的注意力都集中在他的身上。
Let us turn our eyes away from everything and the man, and to look upon and consider this unique one.
让我们把眼目从地上所有这一切人所看到的转开，来思想这独一的一位。
First of all, he is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
第一，他是犹大支派的狮子。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思?
In Genesis chapter 49, verse 8 to 9 says, Judah, your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down, he lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who shall rouse him?
创世纪四十九章八到九节里面说到，犹大，你手臂掐住仇敌的颈项。犹大是个小狮子，我儿，你抓了时便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你
？This was the prophetic blessing that aged Jacob blessed his son Judah, that Christ, Judah's seed, as a lion.Will destroy the enemy.
这个预言和祝福是当初那个年老的雅各来祝福他的儿子犹大。他说到，就是说基督他的后代是一个狮子，会打败仇敌。
Amen. A male lion is the king among the beasts. No one can prevail against him.
所以我们可以看到，公狮是这里面的王。没有人可以胜过他。
Typifying that Christ is the strong warrior who resists the enemy, and he is the prevailing and the victorious lion.
那我们看到，就是说，基督是一个战士，他来抵挡仇敌，他得胜，他是那得胜的狮子。
He has won the victory on the cross.
他在十字架上得胜。
Through death.He has destroyed him who has the right of death, that is devil.
因着受死，他就打败了仇敌那死的能力。
Therefore, his victory over Satan qualified him to be worthy to open the scroll and to lose the seals.
因着他战胜了那撒旦，所以就让他配得以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
Moreover, he is the root of David.
更多的是，他是大卫的根。
In Matthew chapter 1:1, in Jesus' genealogy, said, Christ is the son of David.
而在马太福音一章一节里面开始的时候，耶稣的家谱里面说到， 耶稣是大卫的后代儿子。
Yet David called him my Lord in Matthew 22 verse 43 to 44.
但是在马太福音22:43-43节里面，大卫叫主叫耶稣为我的主。
This tells us that Christ is also the root of David.
所以我们可以看到基督是大卫的根。
That means Christ is the origin of David. Christ is greater than David.
所以这边可我们看到基督是大卫的起源，基督比大卫更大。
David was a victorious warrior all his life.
终其一生，大卫是一个得胜的战士。
When he was very young, he used a shepherd slingshot and defeated the giant Goliath, as we all know.
在他年轻的时候，他用那个鸡旋甩石来战胜了那个巨人哥利亚。
At that time, no one in the army of Israel had a solution to resist the giant.
在当时，所有以色列军队里面一个人，没有人能胜过那巨人。
But in the name of the Lord of hosts, David killed the giant.Beheaded Goliath with Goliath's own sword.
但是靠着万军之耶和华的名，大卫杀死了那巨人，用哥利亚他自己的剑把他的头割了下来。
It is the same with this world.
今天在这个世界上也是同样。
Facing this giant Goliath, Satan's evil power, this world is powerless to deal with the downward spiral.
今天在这个世界里面，当我们面对这个哥利亚，也就是撒旦的权势的时候，是没有能力来对付那下沉的灵。
Namely, moral perversion, addiction, mental disorder, and afflictions.
所以我们可以看到很多的变态、上瘾、心理或心理上的痛苦。
But Christ, the root of David, he is greater than David.
但是我们看到基督大卫的根，他比大卫更大。
He's not only able to, but also have prevailed over Satan to open the scroll and to lose its seven seals.
他不但能够，而且他胜过那个撒旦，来展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
Furthermore, Revelation chapter 3:7 tells us that Christ hold the key of David.
在那个启示录3:7里面说到，那个基督拿着大卫的钥匙。
David is a man after God's own heart.
大卫是符合神心意的人。
Holding the key of David, meaning he is worthy to carry out God's purpose.
当我们说到拿着大卫的钥匙，就是说他配得来执行神的旨意。
So far as the kingdom of God.The destination of the universe, the key. Christ has the key.
所以我们可以看到这个神的世界 天国我们的主耶稣拿着那钥匙。
Let me repeat. As far as the kingdom of God, Christ has the key.
所以看到我们进入神的国是我们的主有那个钥匙。
Let me tell you a story.
让我来讲这样一个故事。
One day, in front of a popular bakery and a coffee shop, people are lined up to wait to get in the store anxiously.
所以有一天，在一个很著名的那个面包和咖啡店门口，有很多人排着队，他们焦急的等待要进那个店。
All of a sudden, a man come around who push through the crowd, and the people yelled, "Hey, don't cut! The line is here."
所以当有一个人他那个推开人他要走到那个前面去的时候人家就朝他大叫你不能插队这个排队要到后面去
That man doesn't listen and go to the front of the line anyway but he took out a bunch of keys opened the door
那个人他根本就没有听他们在说什么但是他走到那个队伍的前面拿出很多的钥匙开了门
Actually that was the owner of the shop
因为他就是那个店的主人
TodayPeople are mad about Jesus Christ for no reason.
今天人不喜欢主耶稣，但是他们没有任何的理由。
But they never realized that he is the creator and the owner of this universe.
他们没有认识到他是这个宇宙的创造者，也是主宰。
Christ hold the key of David.
所以基督拿着大卫的钥匙。
All that David is, what he has, and what he has done are all from this root.
所以我们看到大卫所是所有或者他所行的都是来自于这个根。
Christ is more powerful, more triumphant, and more of divine authority than David.
所以基督有更大的能力，更大大的得胜，也有更大的属天的能力，比。
He has the right and the power to establish and to bring in the kingdom of God.
他有这样的权利，也有这样的能力，能够来建立，也来带进神的国。
Item D, there stand a lamb.
有羔羊站立。
With seven horns and the seven eyes, that is God's seven spirit.
有七角七眼，就是神的七灵。
So far, we have seen that this worthy one is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the root of David.
所以在这里我们看到佩德的这一位，他是犹大支派的狮子，他是大卫的根。
Further in Revelation chapter 5 verse 6 said, And I looked, and behold,In the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain.
所以启示录五章六节里面说到，我又看见宝座于四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼。
May the Lord continue to open our eyes, not only to look, but also to behold, to seeIn depth, how special and how precious the Christ is.
愿意主继续来开启我们的眼睛，让我们能够看，并且能够看见，能够清楚地看见，他是何等的不同，他是何等的可贵。
The elder introduced the lion of the tribe of Judah to John. Yet what John himself saw.Was a lamb.
因为我们这里看到那个长老向那个约翰就说到这个大卫支派的狮子，但是约翰自己却看到一个羔羊。
Was it a lion or a lamb?
到底是狮子还是羔羊？
Christ was the lion lamb.
所以我们看到基督既是狮子又是羔羊。
As a lion, he deal with Satan. As a lamb.He is our Redeemer.
作为狮子，他和撒旦征战；作为羔羊，他是我们的救主。
Except Christ, who can be such a wonderful double cure?
所以，除了基督以外，谁能够成为这样一个两面来医治我们呢？
Praise the Lord. He has defeated the enemy. Also, he has successfully established for us the salvation.
感谢主，他。战胜了仇敌，他也成功地将我们带入了救恩。
He had resolved these unresolvable problems, namely Satan, sin, and death. Praise him. He is the Lion Lamb.
他解决了这个不可能解决的问题，也就是撒旦、罪和死。感谢他，他是我们的。狮子也是羔羊。
Amen. Revelation chapter 5 verse 6 also described this lamb as having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirit of God sent out into all the earth.
这边启示录五章六节里面也这样来描述羔羊，它有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
Seven horns.Represents power, according to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 17. You can read for yourself.
根据那个《生命记》三十三章十七节里面说到的七角，是说到能力。
Christ is the redeeming lamb, but he also has horns for fighting.
所以我们看到，基督作为羔羊是我们的救主，但是他也有角。来征战。
He is the Lord of redemption for battle.
他是我们的救赎来，但是也是我们的征战。
He is for the progress and advancing of God's move.
他来这样来地上来执行神的旨意。
Now, this lamb also has seven eyes, which are the seven spirit of God. Is for God's, for the building of God's house.
而这个羔羊也有七眼，也就是神的七灵，是为着建造神的家。
In the Gospel, Apostle John, he mentioned Christ as the Lamb of God, negatively taking away the sin of the world, according to John 1:29.
在那个福音书里面，约翰福音一章里面，约翰说到，基督是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
In Revelation 5, John described Christ as the Lamb with seven eyes, positively bringing the redeeming ones into building.
所以
into the building.
所以在这个启示录第五章里面，约翰这样描述，基督是这样的羔羊，有七眼，他带我们，带那些被赎的进入神的家。
So the purpose of our redemption is for the building of God's house.
所以我们救赎的目的就是为了建造神的家。
Just like the builder buying materials from Home Depot, he does not just leave the materials lying scattered. He will use them for building.
所以就像我们今天去买很多建筑材料，我们不是把它只是带回家放在地上。我们是来用它来建造。
This is why the lamb that John saw in Revelation 5:6 has seven eyes, which are the seven spirit of God sent out into the earth. It has a lot to do with God's building.
这就是为什么约翰在启示录五章六节里面看到的羔羊有七眼，也就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。他们是为着神家的建造。
In order to understand this, we need to go to the Old Testament.
为着我们来明白，我们必须回到旧约的里面。
In Zechariah chapter 3 verse 9, Christ was described as a rock with seven eyes.
在撒迦利亚书三章九节里面，耶稣被描述成这样一块石头，上面有七眼。
Christ is a living stone with seven eyes for God's building.
所以我们看到基督是一块活石，有七眼，是为着神家的建造。
Because in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 7, this stone with seven eyes is also the capstone to complete God's building.
所以我们看到在撒迦利亚书四章七节里面，这一块石头同时有七眼的石头，同时也是奠顶石，来完成神家的建造。
When the builder puts the capstone on top of the building, the construction of the building is complete.
所以当建造的人把这个奠顶石放在那个殿的上面的时候，这个殿就完成了，
建筑就完成了。Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10 tells us, For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of a Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth.
所以撒迦利亚书四章十节里面说到，谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
The plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel, meaning he is building the house of God.
我们看到所罗巴伯手拿砣线，因为他在建造神的家。
And the seven eyes of the Lord scan to and fro throughout the whole earth, rejoicing to see that Zerubbabel, what Zerubbabel is doing.
这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
And the Lord said, This is no small things.
我们看到，所以主说到，这不是一件小事。
Therefore, the seven eyes of the Lamb is for God's building.
所以我们可以看到，这个七眼就是为着建造神的家。
It is for building Yes, the house of God. Yes.
这就是为着建造神的家。
And the Revelation 1:14 and 2:28 says,
我们看到启示录一章十四节和二章十八节里面说到
The Son of God who has eyes like a flame of fire.
我们可以看到神的儿子他的眼目如同火焰。
Today, the burning eyes of Christ is looking upon us like a flame to search, to examine, and to purify us.
所以今天主的眼目就像火焰一样照在我们身上来搜索来检查来让我们得以洁净。
This is the Holy Spirit doing transforming work in us.
这是圣灵在我们里面做改变的工作。
Not to condemn, but to remove dross and transform us into precious stone.
不是来定罪，乃是去除那些浮渣，把我们变成一个宝贵宝石。
And to transform us into His image, fitting for the building of God.
来变成他的形象，来适合做建造神的家。
And transform us even to be priests, to belong to God, to serve Him in the city.
要叫他们成为国民，做祭司。
And to be kings, to rule on earth.
在地上执掌王权。
That is according to chapter 5, verse 10 of Revelation.
这是启示录五章十节里面所说的。
Now the second main point.
那第二个大点。
He is worthy of all praises.
他配得所有一切的赞美。
For this glorious plan of God in man, we cannot help but to praise Him.
因着神在我们里面有这样荣耀的计划，我们所以禁不住要来赞美他。
Even all the creation and all the angels are to praise God.
所有被造之物和天使都要赞美神。
So Revelation chapter 5 from verse to 14 as we just read describe the whole universe praising him.
所以我们刚刚读到的启示录五章九到十四节里面就让我们看到全宇宙都来赞美他。
24 elders are leading all the angels and the four living creatures are leading all the creations to praise God and the Lamb as a universal choir.
所以我们看到二十四长老带领所有的天使四活物带领所有的被造之物来赞美神羔羊赞美神和羔羊
Like a universal choir
就像一个全宇宙的一个歌
一个大合唱 As hymn 131 written by Darby stanza 7 we just sang Hark the heavenly notes againLoudly swells the songs of praise through creation's vault. Amen. Amen. Responsive joy doth raise.
就像我们刚刚唱的诗篇131篇里面所唱的天啊天上又发歌声赞美声音四震穹苍之中满了阿门阿门应是同门恩
To nullify the rebellious SatanAnd to save and transform the filthy sinners,
让为着那废止背叛的撒旦来拯救这些污秽的罪人。
Not only save, but transform the filthy sinners.
不仅是拯救，并要改变这些罪人。
God is too wise. God is too powerful. God is too glorious.
神是何等的智慧何等的大能何等的荣耀
This ongoing glorious process is still happening among us
而今天这样一个荣耀的过程还在我们当中发生
All trials and tribulations are to prepare us as kings soon to reign with Christ as at his return
所有这些试炼都是为着预备我们可以和主耶稣一同在地上执掌王权。
Therefore, blessing and the honor and the glory and the power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. and ever.
所以愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊直到永永远远。
Amen. The third main point.
第三点。
Exercise uttering words of praises.
我们当我们来操练当我们张口来赞美神。
Not only the heaven is filled with the voice of singing and praising, we should practice the speaking of the word of praise while we are still living on earth.
所以不但天上要赞美歌唱和赞美的声音，我们今天还活在地上的时候，我们需要这样的操练，用神的用这个话语来赞美神和。
Otherwise, we won't know how to praise when we are in heaven.
所以否则当我们到天上的时候我们不知道怎样来赞美。
So Psalms chapter 34 verse 1 as we just read, David, King David said, I will bless the Lord at all the times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
就像我们刚刚读的诗篇34章一节里面大卫所说的我要时时称颂耶和华赞美他的话必常在我口中。
We ought to praise the Lord continually,Both in the meeting and in the daily life.
所以我们要不停地来赞美神，不管我们是在聚会还是在我们日常的生活当中。
Two items. Item A.
所以我们要讲到两个方面。第一
，in the meeting.
第一个是在聚会当中。
Among all the regular meetings, the Lord's table meeting is the proper opportunity to practice praising the Lord.
在我们所有的聚会当中，我们的薄饼聚会是最合适的机会，让我们能够来操练赞美主。
It is not like the prayer meeting, mainly asking or making request before the Lord.
因为不像那个祷告聚会，是到主的面前来求主。
Not like the Bible study meeting, emphasizing studying the Bible.
也不是那个查经的聚会，是为着。查考神的
The Lord's table meeting is focusing on offering gratitude and praises to the triune God.
因为薄饼聚会，我们的主题就是要来赞美和感谢神。
When we meditate who God is and what God has done, we cannot help but thank Him and praise Him.
所以当我们来思想神事和神所成就的，我们就不禁要来赞美他。
You know, in the Old Testament, God requiring Israelites to go up to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
在旧约当中，神要求以色列人每年三次上耶路撒冷。
Deuteronomy chapter 16:16 tells us.
申命记16:16里面说到。
申命记。3 times a year, all your male shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed.
你一切的男丁要在除孝节、七夕节、祝棚节一年三次在耶和华你神所拣选的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。
It is not a demand, rather it is fitting to do so.
这不是一个诫命，乃是理所当然的。
Just as when we visit some friends,As a courtesy, we will bring something.
就像我们去朋友家的时候，作为礼貌，我们会带一些礼物。
It is not respectful to visit someone empty-handed.
对我们来说，如果空手去是不礼貌的。
Even in an important occasion or visit, we will bring something matching the importance.
如果这个事情本身很重要的话，那我们带的礼物也要和那个场合相分。
To man.We do such practice to God. How much more we should show honor and respect?
如果我们在地上作为人如此行的话，那我们在神的面前是不是要有更多的尊敬？
According to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 to 16, what will be pleasing to God is to offer the sacrifice of praise to Him. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
当我们看到希伯来书13:15-16里面说到，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常有以颂赞为祭献给神，那是承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Therefore, coming to the Lord's table, open our mouth and worship Him in truth and the spirit.
所以，当我们来到薄饼聚会的时候，我们就要张口 在灵和真实的里面来敬拜他。
Just like a child talking to the parents, simple and genuine, rather than lengthy and flowery.
就像一个孩子来到父母的面前，简单真诚，而不是用冗长和华丽的辞藻。
Psalms 35 verse 18, King David again said, King David said, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people.
所以在诗篇35章18节里面，大卫王再次说到，我要在大会中称谢你，在众民中赞美你。
That is King David's practice.
这就是大卫王在地上所行的。
I especially encourage young people to open your mouth to praise.
所以我特别这里要鼓励年轻人张口来赞美主。
Even just a few words of a hymn or verses that touch you, that will be good.
即使只是几个字或者几句话从诗间或从诗篇从诗歌本或者圣经里面，那就很好。
You don't need even introduction or conclusion. As long as you utter some word of praise and thanksgiving in the spirit and the truth, it is a worship well pleasing to God.
你甚至不需要思想怎么样开头，怎么样结尾，只要你说一些赞美主的话，在灵和真实的里面，这样的敬拜就会讨神的喜悦。
Another encouragement is.Before you come to the meeting,
另外一件我要鼓励大家的是，在你来聚会之前
，prepare yourself by asking the Lord to give you something to pray or to praise as a gift to bring to the Lord.
在你的面前有这样的预备啊，来问主给你一些东西，可以在他的面前祷告或者赞美。
If you have such a heart, God will honor it and will give you the word or inspiration to you.
如果你这样一个心智，神就会得着荣耀，他就会把这样的话语和启示赏给你。
If we have more brothers and sisters to take this encouragement into your heart and practice it,
如果我们有更多的弟兄姊妹得到这样的鼓励，他们来这样的操练。
The meeting will be more enjoyable and more edifying. God and the man will be both satisfied.
我们看到我们的聚会就会有更多的喜乐，更造就人，人和神都能够心满意足。
Item B.
所以第二小点。
During daily living.
当我们每天的生活当中。
We are not only to praise God in the meeting, but also to exercise uttering the word of praise in daily life.
我们不单单在聚会当中赞美神，而且我们在每天的生活当中也要这样一个操练来赞美神。
You know, usually we are in the spirit in the meeting, but are more in the flesh elsewhere.
通常我们在聚会的时候好像被灵所感，但是在其他的时候我们有更多的有肉体。
It is inappropriate to live such a kind of double-faced life.
我们过这样一个双面的生活是不合适的。
Our speaking in the spirit is something very crucial.
我们在被灵所感里面所说的话是很重要的。
We may not often sin in conduct, yet often in word.
很多时候我们在行为上面没有犯罪，却往往在言语上面犯罪。
Such as in murmuring and undefying, saying undefying word. An edifying word.
当我们在默默地说一些不建造人的话的时候。
Words causing people to stumble.
让人跌倒的话语。
Words of condemning.Or criticizing, etc.
定罪和批评的话语。
Actually, these are sinning against God.
实际上，这些是向着神犯罪。
We ought to practice speaking a word of thanksgiving and praising to glorify God.
我们应该是这样的操练， 来说感恩和赞美的话来荣耀神。
And to say encouraging word to edify people.
来说鼓励人造就人的话。
You know, Job in the Bible is a good example.
我们看到约伯在圣经里面是一个很好的榜样。
He did not sin with his lips, even though he faced many unusual afflictions and evil things.
即使他遇到很多的患难和罪恶的事，他也不依他的嘴唇犯罪。
What he said in adversity in Job chapter 1 verse 21-22 like this.
在约伯记一章21-22节里面，虽然他逆境当中，他这样说。
The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
我吃身出于母胎，也必吃身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong.
在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为余妄。
He still blessed the name of the Lord, and the name of the Lord was glorified, and the enemy was turned back in shame.
所以他还是称赞神的名。他人神的名就得着荣耀，仇敌就只能在羞愧当中退去。
Amen. Conclusion.
所以结论。
May we all learn from Job.
让我们都从约伯那里学习。
To guard our mouth, not to sin against God by our words.
让我们能够不在言语当中来得罪神。
To be a man, always praising the name of God.
成为一个人，在不停地来赞美神。
Regardless if the circumstances if are good or bad，
不管我们的周围的环境是好是坏。
So that God may be glorified and Satan be ashamed and turned back。
所以，神就得着荣耀，撒旦被羞辱，只能退去。
Let's join the heavenly praising band, living a victorious life on earth.As it is in heaven.
让我们能够加入这个天上的这个合唱，在地上过一个得胜的生活，就像如同在天上一样。
And glory be to him.
让一切的荣耀都归给他。
Shall we rise to sing hymn 131?
让我们站起来唱诗歌131首。
Stanza 1, 2, 3, and 7.
请大家唱，第一二三七节，一二三七。
Thank you.
let's bow our head to pray.
让我们低头有一些祷告。
Hallelujah, worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah, 羔羊是配。
Dear Lord, you are worthy to open the scroll and to loose the seals.
亲爱的主，你是配展开那书卷，揭开那七印的。
We praise you that you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
我知道你是大卫支派的狮子。
You have dealt away with Satan the enemy.
已经战胜撒旦的仇敌。
Thank you, Lord, for you not only washed away our sins, you redeemed us, you also built us up as your dwelling place.
主，感谢你，你不但救了我们，洗去了我们的罪，你也建造我们，让我们成为你的家。
You even transformed us to become priests and to become kings to rule on earth.
也改变我们，让我们成为祭司，在国王 做王，在地上掌权。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
The precious Lamb is worthy of all our worship and praise.
这羔羊是配得一切的敬拜和赞美。
Blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
愿一切的敬拜尊贵荣耀权柄智慧都归给这座高宝座的和羔羊直到永永远远
In Jesus' name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名
Please be seated 请坐